We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
There is a song born from the ashes of faithful saints who lived and died,
steadfast and strong. They've gone before us, and now as one they testify, I am resolved to follow Jesus, your name alone I'll ever serve, and I will have no greater calling than to sing forever of your word, and I'll declare that you are faithful. I'll give my life to this dear cause, though none go with me, my theme be only, oh hallelujah, I am resolved. I hear the sound of mighty chorus, for there's a cloud surrounding me, and as I run, oh let them witness the life I live, this song I sing.
May I be true in pain and sorrow, pour out my all till nothing's left, then let me fly to realms of glory. This anthem strong, my dying breath,
I am resolved to follow Jesus, your name alone I'll ever serve.
Jesus, oh, I have decided to
There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Lose all stains, lose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. A dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Wash all sins away, wash all my sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power until the ransomed Church of God be saved to sin no save. I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under His wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires e'er have been granted in what He ordaineth? Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee.
Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee.
Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with his love he befriend thee.
Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him.
Let the amen sound from his people again, gladly, for high we adore him.
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Life become, and watch us from above. soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Through death into life everlasting He passed, and we follow Him there. O'er us sin no more hath dominion, for more than the conquerors we are.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory. The things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Victory, oh victory, oh victory. Save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning of
of his cleansing power, revealing how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory.
I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me
saves.
Hear the host of angels sing, glory to the newborn King, and resounding joy repeating, Jesus saves.
He will live our sorrows sharing.
Jesus saves. All the saints who shout together, Jesus saves.
Jesus saves.
Rising up so fast and strong, lifting up salvation's song. The Redeemer
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled Power in Prayer. Ephesians 6 verse 18 says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." An 8-year-old boy named Tumaru and a 6-year-old girl named Tamujatu are two Muslim friends of our daughter Eliora and our son Elidana. One time, when Tumaru and Tamujatu came over and found our children reading a Bible picture book, an interesting conversation followed, part of which I overheard from the next room. "Islam teaches aniconism, that it is wrong to make images of prophets or other respected religious figures or divine beings. Many Muslims also feel it is wrong to make images of anything living, as creation of living forms is reserved for God. Dendi Muslim children are taught to reject images and even to insult those who use them and regard those people as unbelievers. Looking at the Bible picture book my kids were reading, Tumaru said, 'That is not Jesus.' 'Yes, it is,' my kids replied, thinking it quite obvious. The argument grew more heated. At one point, I heard Tumaru say, 'If that is Jesus, why does he look different in other pictures?' Upset, Elidana brought Tumaru's question to me. Intellectually, I knew Tumaru was correct, that it wasn't an actual image of Jesus. But how could I answer my 4-year-old son in a way that wouldn't confuse him? I said something like, 'It is Jesus, but not his actual picture, because there were no cameras then. It is a drawing of him, just like your sister and you draw pictures of things differently.' Though I felt my answer had been somewhat weak, Elidana was satisfied with it and went back to his friends to boldly defend his position. I did not overhear the rest of the argument that day. However, later, when I learned the rest of the story, I discovered I had been Jesus' unwitting accomplice in demonstrating the power of his name to Tumaru and Tamujatu. Here is how it happened. As the argument continued, my children came up with a test to settle the question once and for all. They told their friends, 'Whether that is an actual picture of Jesus is not important. What is important is what he can do for us. So, let's pray for something and see if he answers.' Everyone agreed. So my kids prayed that Jesus would fix their bicycles so they could ride with Tumaru and Tamujatu. My kids' bicycles had both been broken for some time and I had not gotten round to fixing them. A few days after their secret prayer, I decided to surprise them by fixing their bicycles while they were at school. When they saw their repaired bicycles, their outburst of joy and praise to God startled me. They could not wait to show their friends what Jesus had done. Praise God! I pray this experience will bring Tumaru and Tamujatu one step closer to belief and faith in their Saviour." A reflection associated with this story comes from The Great Controversy, page 367. The people, intimidated by the threats of the priests and rulers, ceased their joyful proclamation as they entered the gates of Jerusalem. But the children in the temple courts afterward took up the refrain, and waving their branches of palm, they cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" Matthew 21, verses 8 to 16. When the Pharisees, sorely displeased, said unto him, "Hearest thou what they say?" Jesus answered, "Yea. Have ye never read, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?" As God wrought through children at the time of Christ's first advent, so he wrought through them in giving the message of his second advent. God's word must be fulfilled that the proclamation of the Saviour's coming should be given to all peoples, tongues, and nations. Power in Prayer was written by Moshe Bidet of Adventist Frontier Missions. Used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions. Adventist Frontier Missions seeks to establish Indigenous Seventh-day Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can visit afmonline.org, that is afmonline.org, for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.